All right. We just thank you, Father, for another wonderful night of praising you, Lord, glory to God. And we just thank you, Lord, that we can do that. We can praise you, and we're going to be happy to do it because you're an awesome God. You're an awesome God that answers our prayers. It makes no difference how little we think it might be. You answer them, Lord, and we just praise you for that because you're a loving God, and you want us to know that. And I praise you, Father. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And I thank you, Lord, that tonight's going to be an awesome time. Prayers will be answered. Praise reports will be praised. Testimonies will be praised also. Father, we just thank you for another awesome night with you. And Lord, I just ask that your Holy Spirit come down and fill us all up. Lord, that to an overflowing glory. And I praise you for it, Father. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Anybody got any prayer requests? Yeah, Nick, go ahead, brother.
Just pray for quick recovery.
All right. Lord, I just thank you that Nick don't have to wait any length of time at all. Matter of fact, we command that finger and that hand to be healed in Jesus' name. We command the pain to go. We command the discomfort to go. And we thank you, Lord, that his hand is completely healed. In Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you, Lord, that those sutures will come out on their own. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Yes, Geneva.
I'd like to ask for prayer for Marissa. I'm not going to go into like big detail here, but just her and Jared, they're doing fine, but just I guess I just pray for Marissa because I think she's having a hard time at work, and I know that they've been reading their Bible and stuff, and they're kind of trying to search out the truth right now on their own, and so I just want to pray that the Lord give them what it is that they're trying to find. And I've been here lately talking to her about things, I've been trying to be kind of weak with the weak and stuff because, you know, I know she's got to listen to her husband and has to be obedient to him. So it's like, no, I can't step over that. And I'm not going to. I'm trying to be vague here, but I just want to pray that the Lord gives her husband understanding and gives Marissa understanding and just shows them the things that they are looking to find right now. If that makes sense.
Yeah. All right, Lord, we lift it. What's his name?
His name is Jared.
Jared. Okay. Lord, we lift up Jared to you. And we thank you, Father, for bringing him into the kingdom. Father, we just ask right now that you open up his ears and his eyes of understanding, his spiritual ears and the spiritual eyes of understanding to see the truth of the gospel, the real gospel. And Father, we thank you that it's going to be a revelation to him and he's going to be so excited. And Marissa is going to be right alongside of him. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that when he reads the word of God, that those things that you want him to know, Lord, will just jump out like a neon sign to him. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Jared, you come on into the truth of the gospel in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. All right, it's done. Thank you, Jesus. All right, anyone else? Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. My. That man fixing to get blessed, Geneva.
I believe it. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Yeah. All right. Hey, Rion and Claire, how come y'all ain't on the beach?
Hanging out with you guys instead.
Amen. Praise God. I'm glad you're here. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, Benita.
I wanted to have prayer for my friend. She's like my sister. I grew up with her my whole life. Her name is Anupa. It's A-N-U-P-A, Anupa. And she just has a lot of unforgiveness and bitterness and anger towards her parents. So I won't go into a lot about it, but she's just having a really hard time right now with that relationship. And so she called me the other day and just was really, really upset about it and had written her mom a letter and everything. And I was like, no, don't send that letter. Just let's talk about it. And so I'm hoping to be able to spend some time with her on the weekend and just to give her some, you know, just that the Lord would just guide me to give her guidance on unforgiveness. And she's not a believer. She's been told about, she's tried to read the Bible. She's had people in her life coming and out that have exposed her to it, but it's just not caught yet. And so maybe this will be the opportunity that'll do that. But just pray for her that she would seek forgiveness for issues in her life with her parents.
Okay, Lord, we lift up Anupa. We thank you, Father, that she will seek you out. And we pray the Lord of Harvest send workers out there to minister to her, to show her the truth. There's someone that she would listen to. And we ask, Lord, that you anoint Benita to do that. She's a good friend of hers. And we thank you, Father, that you will anoint Benita to give her the wisdom and the words to say to Anupa, to bring her into the kingdom and show her what she has to do about forgiving her parents. And Lord, we thank you that when she does, she can lay her mom and dad on the altar and all of that bad stuff will go away from her. I command the spirit of unforgiveness off of her right now in Jesus' name. I break the power of Satan off of Anupa right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for giving her clarity of thought and opening up her spiritual eyes and ears in Jesus' name. And I command any kind of religious spirit to go from it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just praise you for doing this work for Anupa and Benita in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, Julie, go ahead.
I'd like to just tack on to your prayer a little bit if I can.
Sure.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for Anupa and her friendship with our sister here, Benita. And Lord, we ask that you would go before Benita and give her wisdom and discernment on how to talk to her and share just love and grace and kindness to her. And Lord, we ask that you would soften Anupa's heart from all the anger, resentment, the bitterness, the judging and everything that's there, God. You see everything and you know the reasons why she was hurt, rejected, just overcorrected or just treated wrongly, felt like she was not being, you know, treated well by her parents. Whatever the root is there, Father, you see it, you know what's happened. And we ask, God, that you just pour out your grace upon her, that she understand what it's about, what grace really is, and that you touch her in a way that only you can reach her, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. All right. No one else? Then I want to pray. I sent everybody a letter. A thing to pray for. You, everybody got it, I think. And I want to pray that tonight, okay? Well, Lord, I just ask and I pray that you open up the gates of heaven, Lord of God, that they are open for us, Father. You're an awesome God. And Father, we pray that you would bring conviction to anyone of sin, so that we have power in prayer and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We bind all demons working against us. We send forth the angels to bring us intelligence on our enemies, destroy every invasion of our privacy through phones, computers, iPads, Zoom, spies, etc. We send forth the angels to stop all hindrances to getting the truth out through the videos, books, and broadcasts, etc. We cast down all plots and schemes of the enemy to hinder the dreams, visions, words, and ministry. Just a moment here. We cast down all plots and schemes of the enemy to hinder the dream, vision, words, and ministry. We bind all slander, lies, and evangelism of the enemy against the truth. We send forth the angels to reveal the sins of the enemy to one another through dreams and visions, etc. And we send forth the angels to stop all hindrances to the RV going forth to those who will use it wisely, and to keep the enemies from partaking in the RV. We bind all sickness or infirmity or virus from invading us. We bind all warfare against us through witchcraft, faction, rejection, fear of rejection, condemnation, fear, anger, unforgiveness, criticism, etc., etc. We send forth the angels to reveal the sins of the deep state in both factions. And we send forth the angels to turn them against each other so that they reap what they sow and repent. We bind up the enemy to cause to cease any distractions of a flesh-pleasing life to keep us from prayer and warfare. And we seal it in the name of Jesus. You know, Dirk and Paula, I added those others in there. And I don't know the deceptions and all of that stuff. I put it all in there. I don't guess I printed out a copy. But anyway, I'll have it next time. Everybody got a copy of that, right? Need to be praying that, believing it every day. Praise God forevermore. All right. And matter of fact, I've got a new one I've made up. I guess I forgot to print it out. And I'll send everybody. All right, anybody else? Yeah, Carol.
Okay. I would like prayer for making a decision. My stats at work are rising still. And so it looks like I'm going to become offered the permanent position. However, I also have a job interview to work as an administrator for a church. And I haven't decided. So I just need wisdom and so prayer to go where the Lord asks me to go. The current job I'm in, as you know, is very stressful, but since I'm attaining the numbers and there's kind of a miracle, there's a miracle that's happened right now. The 3 weeks, then I just went down lower than anybody of the top people. And I know that's the Lord because I can't do that. So maybe he wants me to stay there. But I do have a second interview at this other place next week. And I'm not sure where the Lord wants me. So I just want something. I know he can give me peace in my heart and show me very clearly. And I'm asking you guys to pray so I can have that wisdom to see and know and do his will, not mine. That's it. Oh, and there, my dog had something to say about that.
Yeah, we got to put his 2 cents worth in. All right, Lord, we lift up Carol to you, Lord, and we ask that you direct her in the way that you want her to go so that she makes the right decision. And Father, we know that you have a place for her, and we thank you, Lord, that you will give her confirmation and direct her steps as to which one to take. And I thank you for it, Father. If it's not the next one that she's going to go interview for, I ask that you close that door immediately. In the name of Jesus. And Father, if it is, close this door. Whatever it is, Lord, I know you're going to give her clear direction. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father. Supernatural word of knowledge would be great. All right. Anyone else?
Michael?
Yes, Debbie.
I just wanted to say that the prayer that you sent out yesterday or today has 15. When you read, it was one you sent before, and that had 13 on it.
Yeah, that's correct.
So I'm looking at the one now that has the 15. That's the one most recent one you sent.
Yeah, that's okay. That's, well, I put it in the blog like that. That's the one.
Yeah, it's in the blog.
I added to it. So
yeah,
I'll get that to everybody here as soon as I get off tonight or in the morning sometime. Okay.
I'd like everyone to, excuse me.
No, go ahead.
I'd like everyone to agree with me against some kind of something attacking my eyes, itching so bad, swelling and itching. And I think, oh my gosh, it's like all on the lower lid and the lash line, just like terrible. And it's just but I've already rebuked it and prayed against it. And you know, it's not going to, but just agreement. So.
Okay. It's in your eye.
Yeah. My right eye.
We command that right eye to be healed in Jesus' name. We go along with whatever's been already prayed for it. We thank you, Lord, that her eye is healed right now in the name of Jesus. Pain, you go from her. Irritation, you go from her in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen and amen. It is done, Debbie.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. All right, anyone else? I want to pray for my granddaughter and her husband, Ryan. He went to went down to Houston again for another checkup and got some bad news that his liver, which should be in a stage one, is in a stage three. And I understand that that's not good. And so they're going to stop the test or trials that you're in now. What they're doing, they're trying to get his body built up with his immune system built up enough to where his body will take care of the cancer rather than using chemo and all of that stuff because the chemo didn't work. So, which is a good thing. Anyway, they're trying to find a better solution. And I talked to my granddaughter this morning or this afternoon, and I had already given her Faith for All Things. That's one of the newer books that we've got out. And she said she'd read it, but they're Baptist right now. But how many of you know that that can change on a dime, in a heartbeat, like a switch? But anyway, I told her. I gave her a testimony, told her how to pray for him if she wanted to trust God rather than man. And so, Lord, I just lift up Tiffany to you. I thank you, Lord, for pouring bold faith into her to trust you, Lord. You said the faith, the size of a mustard seed, would move a mountain. Well, this is a big old mountain in front of her and Ryan. And I thank you, Father, for doing that for Tiffany and Ryan, in Jesus' name. I ask you, Father, that you make it known to them that you can be trusted. They can trust you even more than they can trust them doctors down there. I don't trust a doctor anymore, and I could throw him a mile and a half. And Father, I thank you that you're going to in their life. And I praise you, Father, that it's going to be a testimony to everyone in their family, my family, and all the families involved, in Jesus' name, that God does heal still if you just trust him. And Father, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, Pat.
What, it, her name was Tiffany, what was his?
His name is Ryan, R-Y-A-N, Ryan.
Sorry,
R-Y-A-N.
Father, thank you, Lord, for your wisdom, your strength of understanding, your faith that you give us, Lord. And Father, I ask that you would neutralize the thoughts or the thinking that disables the power of healing in Ryan and in Tiffany, that you would dissolve that thought, those thoughts, that thinking, whatever it is that tends to neutralize your healing, whether it be if it got be God's will, or I'm willing to take either way, or whatever the thought would be, Lord. I know there's a massive amount of deception that could be at play there. But I thank you, Lord, that you only need one or two strategic truths placed up against that mountain of lies to watch it all crumble. I just pray for grace in Ryan's thinking and his heart, Lord, that you would apply your word to his heart and give him a revelation of the reality of your healing power and your healing desire in him. I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I thank you that Satan is defeated. We bind those thoughts. We bind that religious spirit. We bind that theology, and we neutralize it in the name of Jesus. We send forth the angels to minister the life of salvation in Ryan and in Tiffany, and bring them together, Lord. Bring them together in a new hope and a new desire and a new thinking, a new trust in your word. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord, that you lead us into all truth, and we trust you for doing so here, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I want to ask y'all a question. Does anybody here know what the biggest hindrance to healing is? I'll tell you. The biggest hindrance to healing is to believe that there is a hindrance. That's the biggest problem with people getting healed, is to believe that there is a hindrance. There's not a hindrance to your getting healed. God went out and healed all, not just this one over here, that one over there. It says he healed them all. And he didn't ask them if they had faith. He didn't ask them if they had a generational curse. He didn't ask none of that stuff. He said, be healed. And they were healed. Now, if we're walking in the steps of Jesus, if we're walking in the steps of Jesus, we need to take on the absolute mindset of him. We're walking holy like him. Let's walk like he did when the healing part comes and the deliverance part comes as well. There is no hindrance to healing, I know, except right here. I'm struggling too, listen. I'm struggling too, but I am starting to understand that there is nothing that'll block your healing but this right here. That's it. And I'm not trying to put anybody in condemnation, okay? Get that out of your mind. I'm just trying to let you know there is no hindrance except to believe that there is a hindrance. And I told my granddaughter that I tried to give her some testimonies, and I could tell she was blocking me. You know how that wall goes up. And I just got so mad at the devil. Got mad at the devil. But they're coming in. They're coming in. They will. I believe it. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, Gaino.
as I would like to pray for my daughter's friend. I've met her, but I don't really know where she is in her relationship with the Lord. But Stacy was saying that her friend has been dealing with breast cancer for the last 8 months. And I know she went through all the chemo and she had some surgery, but now they're saying they have to do more invasive surgery and there are more treatments. And Stacy's quite concerned about her. And, you know, I don't really know where she is, but I have met her. She's a sweet, sweet person. And so I just like to lift Angela up to the Lord. Father, I just lift up Angela to you. And I don't know what her relationship is with you, but I pray that she comes to know you if she doesn't already know you, that you would bring someone around her that is a true believer, that knows the true word of God and the fullness of salvation, and would share that with her, that she would know that she was already healed at the cross. And I just pray, Father, for your grace to so that she can receive truth and that her faith will be strong and that she will stand on you and stand on your word. And I just know this would make that a testimony from the healing of Stacy's friend would touch her heart tremendously. And that is my prayer, that her heart would be changed as well. And I pray that she would join with Angela and believe that she was healed at the cross. And I also lift up Angela's daughter, who is maybe 13 or 14. And I believe she's an only child. And I know this must be very hard for her, knowing that her mother is very sick. And she doesn't really have any close friends where they are living right now. And I just pray, Father, I lift up Mackenzie to you. And I pray that you would bring a friend for her, that she would have someone to be with and to share things with and confide in. I pray that she also would come to have a very close relationship with you. And I just thank you, Father, for who you're going to bring into this situation. And I pray that my daughter will join her and that she will dig into the word as well, and that they can pray together and talk together and encourage, that my daughter would be able to encourage her. I just thank you and praise you for what you're going to do in this situation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. We believe that they know we hook our faith up with her. This prayer is already answered in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Oh, and by the way, my daughter said they got 2 inches of rain. I mean, in her area, to get 2 inches of rain within 6 or 7 hours is unbelievable. It just doesn't happen. It happens here, but it doesn't happen there.
She's in California.
She is. You know, they were the ones that were out of their home for a month because of the fires. And so now they have clean air. And she said everything is like beginning just in like a day or two. It's coming back to life. And so that's a praise report. It's awesome. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for answered prayer. Praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Marilyn.
Well, kind of an update here and then a prayer request. A couple of weeks ago, we had prayed for a couple in our community, and Sylvester and Judy. They had COVID, and their daughter-in-law and son live one house down from us, and we're pretty close with them. But anyway, Judy was a believer, but she passed away. Her husband Sil is not a believer, and they were both Native Americans. And anyway, the the funeral is here, I think, tomorrow or the next day. I do know from talking to my neighbor, the daughter-in-law, that is a Christian and part of Greater UBM. She and at least one of the other family members that is saved are praying, praying for family members to get saved. And so, Father, I want to lift up Sylvester to you. This was his wife of close to 50 years. And I thank you for the life that they had together. We bind up the spirits of grief and loneliness. And Father, also that you will completely heal him from this COVID. He came home, but he's still very, very weak. And to come home alone, I'm sure is very, very hard. And also, it's been revealed that he really has a spirit of rejection about him because of the way he was raised. So we bind up that spirit of rejection and that Native American religious pride. We bind that up in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus. I bind up any bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness that is affecting him. And Father, just the fact that he has a real hard time expressing his emotions. Lord, I pray just a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, not only on Sylvester, but on all four of the children. They're all really struggling with guilt and the way that this has played out, and none of them are saved. And Father, I just pray in your great mercy, we trust and believe that you draw them to you all. You draw them by the power of the Holy Spirit. And Father, because Judy was a believer, and I believe spirit-filled, I pray that whoever does her funeral is somebody that is going to be speaking the gospel, and that it will be, that there will be a real anointing on it, and that you're going to move on hearts in a mighty, mighty way. And Father, I am even bold to ask that you would give Sylvester and even the children, other members of the family, a dream, a vision of Judy in heaven with Jesus. And they're gonna want to be where she is. Lord, just enlighten the eyes of their understanding by the power of the Holy Spirit, and pour out a spirit of grace and repentance and faith on each and every one of them. And Father, we're just thankful. There's a lot of hurting people out there right now, but they're the ones Jesus came to seek and to save. He was always compassionate. And Lord, we just thank you for the ministry that you're doing here. And you're going to bring this whole Spino clan into the kingdom here very quickly. And Father, I just thank you for what you're doing. I thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Do it. Lord, we thank you for putting peace in your hearts too. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Amen. Let me address something. Samuel, did you see in the chat there what I put in there about the RV? Okay, if you look those two, Jacera and Nacera up, it'll tell you all about it. That's Global Economic Recovery and something. I don't know. But you'll find it. Go ahead, Geneva.
I just want to say a real quick prayer. I felt led on my heart to say a prayer for any unspoken prayer requests any of the brethren might have. So I just want to say that real quick and be obedient. Dear Jesus, thank you, Father, for all things, Lord. God, please be with any brethren on here, Lord, that have any unspoken prayer requests, Jesus, or anything that they're dealing with in their heart, Lord. Ask, Father, that you just be with our family, with our loved ones, Jesus. And God, just lead us by the Spirit, Lord. Help us to stay in your word, Father, and help us, God, to think first with your Spirit and with your word before we act on our emotions, Jesus, so that way our emotions can be led by you. And, Father, rebuke any spirits, Lord, that are trying to get off on us, Father, or anything, Lord, that is contrary to your word, I rebuke in Jesus' name. It has to be gone. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for being with all us, Jesus, and keeping your armor on us, Lord. And Father, the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, God, Lord, all that good stuff. I don't have it all memorized, but you know it's in my heart. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for keeping us, God, from the fiery darts, Lord, that Satan tries to throw this way. And thank you, Jesus, that we are going to be a representation of you, and that anything we're dealing with, Father, in our heart and in our spirit, Lord, you're going to cleanse us, Father, and you're going to show us the way. You are the way, the truth, and the life. And I thank you, Jesus. And we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. All right. All right, anybody else? Hang on here, I'm doing something. Yeah, go ahead, Isaac. I didn't see you sneak in here, bud.
Hey, man, good to see everybody tonight.
Amen.
I want to pray in agreement with Marilyn and Barry about that, about their what they were talking about as far as the dreams and the visions for those loved ones. And I know that to be true because it happened to me when we lost our stepdad. I've had it about my actual dad. And I mean, even Mariana's had one about Sandy. So I just want to pray that those loved ones would get a dream or a vision too, you know, because I just believe it. Anyways, Father, I thank you. And I thank you, Lord, that they'll have comfort in you and you'll be their joy. In Jesus' name, amen. Marilyn, amen. I look forward to testimony. So whenever you hear back, be sure to let us know. I look forward to it. And two more things. I want to give a praise report. We were driving down here. We're in Florida right now, and it was started to rain. Well, I said, well, clear that rain up right now, in Jesus' name. Well, it got rained a lot harder, but you know that happened. And the thing is, you just got to hang on to it. You just got to hang on to that faith, because I already knew, I already asked it. And I said, so I didn't re-pray it. I just said, well, thank you, Father, you cleared it up. And buddy, I tell you, we come out of it, and it come out like completely clear on the other side, as if it never rained. Like within like literally within probably those 5 minutes of that prayer. And next testimony, I had a buddy. He was an HVAC technician back when I worked in the food industry, and we keep in contact. And his daughter is wanting to go to school to be a nurse, and obviously she has to take the vaccine to go to school and blah, blah, blah. And they contacted me a few weeks ago, or he contacted me, just talking about hunting and stuff. And he brought it up, and I said, well, Jeremy, you know, and I'm trying to be easy with these guys, because I don't want to condemn them in anything. So I just listened to him. I said, yeah. I said, well, here's what I do know. And so I shared to him that, you know, this vaccine, if they're pushing so hard on it, there's got to be a reason. And anybody's got to manipulate you to take it, it just cannot end up well. And I told him, and I said, hey, man, look, whatever you guys decision you make, just know God is more powerful than the vaccine. I said, but I would just make recommendation of staying far from it. You know what I mean? Because I don't know how much of Christians they are, if maybe not so much, I'll say, but really good people. You know, they have a good heart, and I know there's hope for them because I feel it. anyways, so I felt led to send him a few things about the vaccine, and he said he would share it with his daughter and all. And so he said, so they, him and his wife shared it with the daughter. And man, I tell you what, and just glory to God that he was able to change their hearts. You know, she changed her major. She went to something totally different just for the sake of the vaccine alone. And then she even emailed the school and said it was wrong that they should even coerce their students to take a vaccine for such a, just to participate in a major. And I was like, man, you know, I never expected it to go that far. I honestly thought they're going to go ahead and go with it. You know, so I was like, I did pray for them. I believed for them. But I know that sometimes people just kind of, that are in the world, kind of just go with the flow. And I tell you what, man, it really boosted my faith. Maybe I should have had more faith all along for them. But when they called me and told me, man, I was really happy for them. And I'm just really happy with the Lord's doing for them. So I just wanted to thank the Lord.
Amen. Praise God for answered prayer. Tiana, we need to pray for you, hon. We can't hear you, but you're muted on your computer, I guess. Oh, okay. All right. I got you. And Lord, we thank you that wherever she goes, she's going to be comfortable in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing that. For I know that kind of embarrasses, but don't let it. We love you, and we don't want you in any kind of discomfort in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for making her comfortable wherever she sits. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right, Benita, go ahead.
Yeah, I just, I don't know if Deb has an update. I was just wondering, I know her daughter had some dates coming up, in court. I don't know if those happened already or if they were still coming up or what was going on.
Yeah, thank you. She had a court date yesterday. I think it was yesterday. And she had a court appearance, and all it was to tell her when the jury trials are. And because now that's all set in stone and it's settled. So it's in December. There's going to be 2 dates in December for a jury trial if it goes into a second one. So there's no other going there except for that time when she's going to be going. So, but thank you for you praying and believing. We're believing that it's all going to be ended. So it's already done. Appreciate that.
Amen.
And she's really trusting too. So I think, you know, God's not going to defeat that trust. He's going to encourage her by the wonderful work he's going to do. So thank you, Lord.
Amen. Okay, Malcolm, go ahead.
Well, good evening, everybody, or good morning, or good night, or good day. I just want to let you know, I've already let Julie know, but I just want to let you know that my dad had a big turnaround today. We prayed for him. We've been praying for him for a while, but he was going downhill really quickly. Anyway, now he's very alert, cognizant, and everything, and pretty exciting for the whole family. But I really want to thank you all for praying. I also, there's a gentleman yesterday that prayed with me. I didn't, I haven't met him before that I remember. And anyway, he needed some help with solar panels and whatnot. So anyway, he ended up. We ended up praying, and he rebuked everything as well, and commanded healing. And so, just all excited about where this is going for the whole family. And anyway, thank you all.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God, Lord. We thank you that he's on the road to recovery. In Jesus' name.
So let me just let you know what I'm praying for right now, and that is he's been using braces because when he was a kid he had polio twice, and so his back muscles on his calves have been always pretty bad, and even if when we hiked up toward Everest, he was he'd have a pretty hard time on the trails, mostly going uphill, because his heels don't go all the way down. So now it's so bad that he uses braces to try to support his feet and ankles. But I just want to come against all that, and I'm just commanding right now that I've been believing this for a while, but I just command again that his muscles, tendons, everything will become completely healed, and he has plenty of strength to get around on his own without help. And he has full functioning of his mind back, all of his memory, all that be restored. So I thank you, Lord, for doing that.
Amen.
Giving me faith for that and letting the family see that in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, anybody else? Yeah, George, go ahead, brother.
I think I got a reminder to pray for his heels and his health, too. Had a little bout with it. Well, I'll go ahead and pray first. Father, I lift up Malcolm's dad to you, and I thank you for his heart towards you, and I thank you that he praises you in his trials, and that his closeness to you is something to be envied, Lord, that you are more than willing to give the kingdom to him and to pour out your Holy Spirit today, right now in his life, like he's never experienced. And Father, I thank you that you're so willing to push out any unholy spirit and to fill him with your Holy Spirit. And we all cry out for you, Father, for you are our portion. The Lord Jesus, we hunger and thirst for you. And Father, I thank you for putting that in his heart and in our hearts, for filling us and equipping us and making the end so much greater than our walk in the beginning, that you are correcting our walks, and you are straightening out our paths, and you are elevating us to a promotion that we can't even begin to imagine. But we give you our full imagination to believe that onward and upward we go, Lord, in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. And I want to thank God for more than one testimony. I got to visit an emergency room tonight a couple hours ago, and I was able to talk to a young lady about, she heard me praying in tongues under my breath, and I was able to explain to her how to loose her tongue and give it to God to let him pray through her. And the doctor that was sewing me up was a very similar situations with a 400 kids school in Haiti, and a testimony, and he was giving me his testimony while he was sewing me up. And the nurse that waited on me goes to Sunday school with me. And it was just a God set up experience in that facet. I was spared in so many other ways, as far as my foot meeting a chainsaw and just laying it right across the arteries and ligaments. And I'm sewed up with I can flex my foot. And I nicked one little artery branch, but it didn't pop until I flexed my foot on the table. And then they got to do their work. And I had pressure on everything. I was suited up in all this weird main gear, and I had to have my son-in-law put pressure on my foot and let me kind of shed some of that stuff that I was wearing. And it was just a calm sort of I don't even want to think about all the ways that it could have been terrible. I was, just a long story short, if I can, I climbed up on a pile of logs and was cutting my way up and down. And I was standing on basically a bunch of round cylinders of wood as they would come down. And when I put my foot up the pile and was hitting the log, it rolled and knocked the blade right up my heel. And could have probably put three fingers in the gash. And when I saw it, I immediately pulled the shoe off and grabbed a rubber, like a brand new winter glove with a rubber, whatever, and punched that into the hole and jumped in my little Jeep and drove to the house. And, thank God I wasn't in the field trying to find a way up to the house. And my family was partying up on the hill, and I got to where I needed to stop and yelled, and my son-in-law, came, and everybody did their job, and my son got me to the up over the hill to the hospital. And I was praising God and thanking God the whole time, because I remember Curry Blake saying, nobody ever thanks God when he says thank him in all things. I said, oh, I get to, I got a nice testimony here. I get to thank God in something pretty interesting. And it put a good rip into my foot, basically. And like I said, they said it was a miracle.
Praise God. Lord, we command that heel to be healed.
They were
very quickly.
The miracle. And just said that, the way it opened up on top of everything was, could have been a bad situation. So I'm thanking God. And I told the little girl beside me there that I was getting a promotion. She said, are you joking or serious? I said, no, God's changing my walk. So as to your prayer earlier, young lady who was asking for any of us to just give our hearts to God and let him, if we had anything that needed to be changed, I'm soul searching and hopeful, and I'm a very blessed man. And my family, didn't have to go through a whole lot of grief or trauma more than whatever they did experience tonight. And I'm expecting some kind of relationship from this doctor and people I got to be with tonight. And God knows all, he's got all the answers. I'm just available. So when stuff happens, I honestly was thinking of David's testimonies as I was going up and over the hill too, that, that as I was putting pressure and pressing into this wound, that God was doing whatever he wanted to do to make it not as bad as it could have been. So I haven't felt one little piece of pain yet. And whatever. I'm a blessed man. And I bless all of you. And like I said, I do lift up Malcolm's dad, and I hope that I'm half the prayer warrior that he is. And I hope that God can be, I hope that none of us get in the way of the author and the finisher, that so many people just look at that gate, that opening the door, and they meet the author, but they don't give the finisher a chance. And I pray that this whole body of believers of UBM, that we are the spearhead of the man-child that will reach the lost sheep in these institutions, that don't let their people know the finisher of their faith, that they preach it. They practically preach against the finisher of their faith and tell them they got everything they're going to get, and it's a lie. And we thank you, Lord, for light and truth in this world, and we stand against every lie, and it is time for the truth to shine on this world. And Lord, we just thank you for unleashing your truth and your light, and that all the lies have to go hide in the corner somewhere and go away, and the author of those lies, it's time for him to take his medicine, Lord, anytime you're ready. And if we can help deliver that to him, we'll be glad to do it. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, George. That was a great prayer. Thank you, Father. Yes, and I believe with you too. God's fixing to take them out of those apostate churches that don't believe God. That separate them from them, Lord, in Jesus' name. All right, Sam, go ahead, brother.
I'd like to add thank you, Lord, for George and his complete healing. And thank you for sharing his word to everyone else, that the Lord's word be reached with everyone. I just want to share a very quick testimony. Yesterday, I was trying to fix this annoying creaking door on my really old Land Cruiser. I've got an 80-series Land Cruiser, and it just keeps creaking and just had enough with it. I was just got to fix it. So I got some bolts from the mechanic and trying to fit it in there, and I lined it all up, and it took me about 2 hours just trying to fix it all up. And it just wouldn't line up properly. The door kept hitting the frame, and so I pulled the bolts back out. Still wasn't working. I think I made it worse. And I just like, all right, Lord, I shouldn't have done it my own will. I should have done it your way. And he told me, go get the washers. I got some washers I got a while ago. Put them in behind the hinges. And I'm like, what's this going to do? Took me a while to fix it and put it all in there. And as soon as I did that, lined up perfectly, like right perfectly. And the door closed up. There was no squeaky noise or nothing. And I'm just like it took 5 minutes to do that. So like, well, praise the Lord, like the smallest little things, you know, this little thing, just give it to God. He's got it all covered. I just want to praise and thank God for that. And it just starts with the smallest things. I know that it has to, we always want the big be taken care of, but it always starts with these little things. And you just go leave it with God and reach out to him, and like, I've already given you the answer. I'm right here with you. I've got it all covered. It's not just me, but I'm sure everyone's got this. Like, gotta let listen, like, stop and just, all right, it's totally out there. Like, I never would have thought that myself. I can't think of what he, so I just thought, oh, yeah, just put bolts in and be done. Nah, he's got the answer. He's got all the answers to everything. So praise the Lord. Thank you, God. And we know George is healed. He's healed as well.
Amen. Yes, he is.
Pain, it's taken care of. We've just got to band together and stay strong with the Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for your time, everyone.
Amen. Thank you. Sam, that was good. Praise you, Father. For fixing those little things. I had something similar happen to me, Samuel. My printer, for whatever reason, last night quit working on it. And I tinkered with it, and I tinkered with it, and I tinkered with it, and I said, I can fix this thing. I can fix it. And I got during the prayer meeting this morning. I'm sitting there trying to figure out what's wrong with my great printer. I started calling it a stupid printer, but it's a great printer. You understand? It's a great one. And anyway, I tinkered with it for another hour and a half, 2 hours. I said, I don't know what's going on here. So I said, I ain't even prayed for this yet. And I put my hand on that thing and I said, you work in the name of Jesus. And I went and printed something out and it didn't print. I said, I ain't receiving that in the name of Jesus. You work. You great little printer, you. You work, Lord of God, and I thank you for doing it too. Bam, it went to printing. Sometimes you just got to stroke these things, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, go ahead, Malcolm.
Yeah, that was a hairy story there, George. I've been up on I've worked a lot of piles of logs like that, you know, and you get in some pretty scary situations. You know, for one thing, one of your legs could fall down through a hole, and you never know how it's going to shift, and, you know, oh my goodness. But, you know, you want the wood, so you got to do it. Praise God. I mean, that could have been incredibly incredibly worse turnout except for God. And I just praise you, Lord, for sparing George's his life, sparing his foot, sparing and making it such a minimal situation, and the pain and all the other things you've done, Lord. We all agree together for complete healing for that injury, that all the tendons and everything will be just better than before. Thank you, Lord. George, I have, I remember working with a guy who kind of taught me to work on how to work with a chainsaw. I was working at his place, working on a fence line, and it was getting really, really late in the day. We'd been working long hours, and it was getting a little bit dusk, kind of hard to see, and I don't know what I did, but I somehow slipped, and the chainsaw came and hit the calf, the kind of the side back of my leg, the calf of my leg, and it didn't get too far in there, but it happened so fast, it was I couldn't believe it, you know. So anyway, praise you, Lord, for doing that. Thank you also, George, for praying for me and Dad, my dad, and I'm looking for, just like I've said, a huge breakthrough for the whole family. So. Another thing I'd like to pray for is my own, because I'm planning to go back to Michigan. A couple things. One thing is I kind of want to tidy things up here first before I go. I guess three things. First of all, I don't know what the timing of these possible 10 days of darkness. I don't know that that's the Lord's word. It sounds like what the military has been talking about. But there's a time when travel will be possible or difficult or whatever. I just want my timing on all this to be right and going back to Michigan. And if the Lord wants me to be stuck there for a while, that's fine too. But I just want to kind of, I just don't see Jesus knee-jerking about even the little girl who, 12-year-old that was dying and then died, probably because he stopped and dealt with that lady who had the issue of blood. And you can imagine the father kind of wondering what the outcome was going to be, because here his daughter's on death's door and constant interruptions on the way, and everything's going slowly. And then this lady shows up and touches Jesus' hem of his garment, and that whole discussion was going on. In the meantime, here comes the servant saying, just let it go. It's too late now. And yet Jesus was never rushing. And he didn't rush to go help out Lazarus either. It was all in God's timing. And I feel like what I've been doing is desperately rushing to get all this stuff, all this physical stuff taken care of before I get to go back to Michigan. And I feel like that hasn't been the right attitude, because as we know now, God has, really turned my dad around, and he's quite capable of keeping my dad going. And so I want to pray for peace, and that I don't knee-jerk or act out of fear of any kind, that I can do my work quickly and be led of the Spirit in all these things, rather than being led by fear or circumstances in regard to going back and seeing my parents. I guess that's all. Maybe there's something I forgot to mention, but I just want to pray for all that I'm walking in the Spirit and not being led by circumstances.
Amen. Lord, we believe with him that you're going to do that, Malcolm, in Jesus' name. Put him in the rest, Lord. Amen. All right, Nick, go ahead.
I had something to share with George. I went through the same thing today at the hospital, and I was in the room, and it took a long time. I was there for like 4 hours, and nobody showed up until probably like halfway through. And it was like there was a whole nother section over on the other side, and all of the patients were on that side, and I was on the other side where there was no patients. So I was just waiting and waiting, and finally somebody came and stitched me up. It took 4 hours to get out of there.
Came in. It's tough, you know, going to a hospital.
Yeah.
Horse spittle. Okay. Lord, we thank you for patience in Nick. Even though his finger's bleeding out, that's okay, Lord. We know that you're going to take care of him. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Rion, go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, let's pray against that. We shouldn't be allowing the enemy to do this anymore. The thought that I had was that I wonder, we probably don't realize how many times we've been protected to not go to the ER, right? I'm thinking of a specific night when we went away one weekend and I had to change a tire in the middle of the night. And I remember that jacking it up, and I was being silly, not putting it at the right point. It was Mika was crying and Claire was screaming, or was it the other way around?
No,
other way around.
No.
And so I was jacking this.
Just not true.
I was jacking this car up, and I was just being in too much in a rush, and my hand was right there, and this jack, just as the car was lifting up, it just flicked the other way. It was, I don't even know how I saw it. You couldn't hardly even see it. And I just remember stopping and thinking and saying, oh, thank you, Lord, because I could have lost all my fingers in an instant. It didn't even touch me or nothing. It was, and I just remember, I turned white to go, oh, that was so close. That was just being silly. And I know we've all probably been in similar situations, but hearing these stories that George said, I'm going, oh, that's it could have been much worse as well, but I think we've been protected from going to the ER so many times. We have to thank the Lord for that. But I also want to say now that we can probably all agree that this needs to end now, because I've been hearing too many stories of people needing to go to the ER, and we've been to the ER when we should not have gone, when it was not necessary at all.
Can I just say that was 9 years ago? Because my child slept on her Barbie doll and told me her cheek was sore when we still had a Barbie doll in the house. And I freaked out and thought she had an abscess, but she had just been sleeping on a Barbie doll head.
We rushed her to the emergency room and came back to help between our legs. And we've never been back since. So I'm not being hypocritical at all when I'm saying this. But so Lord, I thank you, Father, for protecting your elect. I thank you, Lord, for your word that is true still, even with all these stories that we are hearing, that if we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, if we abide in the secret place of the Most High, we will dwell in the shadow of the Almighty. And we thank you, Lord, for that, and that nothing shall in any wise hurt us. The angels will lift us up, and we will not dash our feet against the stone. So I bind the works of the enemy now that's trying to push the elect of God into ER rooms, trying to get them into hospitals that way. I thank you, Father, that all of the saints are out of the hospitals now. I thank you, Lord, for the testimonies that has backfired on the enemy when they did go.
Amen.
I thank you, Lord, for using that to advance your kingdom, even in that situation. But Lord, I lift up each and every single one of your elect, Lord, that are believers. That's all it is, Lord, just believers in your word, that we will no longer need to be able to or go to the ER rooms. It will not be necessary. I bind up the plans of the enemy now, because once again, as always happens, his plans have been found out, have been weighed, and have been found wanting. He always overplays his hands and shows us his tricks, and it's the same thing over and over. And by the power of Christ in us, we bind it now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for no more testimonies of ERs on this fellowship. And we come against that now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your protection. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Amen.
Thank you, Father. The only reason we want to go to an ER from this point on is to minister to somebody in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Okay. Anyone else? Yeah, Carol.
That just opened me up to bring a testimony about that couple that ended up going to the hospital with the COVID that were in their 80s. They came out 3 days after the hospital. So basically they were just dehydrated by the time they went in, and they were escorted by the nurses with a bye-bye, giving numbers. And one of the nurses came to the Lord while she was there. The husband explained to her what it was to be born again, because she goes, I believe in Jesus. And he says, oh, are you born again? And so he explained to her, and she said, okay, I want to receive Jesus in my heart. And so that was a beautiful story. And just listening to people going to the ER, that's exactly it. We're taking back. You know, if God puts you in the ER, the reason is to bring somebody out into, you know, into his kingdom. So, yeah, so that happened for this couple. And then the other glory story is, again, about when we're praying, right? The government has taken a step back from mandating the people that work in the schools. They do not have to have a vaccination. So that has been lifted. So I'm continuing, and I'm asking you guys to continue to pray the same way for the nurses in Quebec, because they've postponed right now, and now it's going into a legal battle. The government is being accused, if you fire the nurses, you are now becoming responsible for killing people, because they won't be there to take care of them. So that doesn't make any sense. So it's continuing. So let us continue to be to keep praying as we are. So God is awesome. Amen. Yeah, amen. That's two glory stories more.
Praise God. Is Melvin Trudeau still in charge up there, whatever his name is? Yeah, okay. All right. Anybody else before we get started, before I start singing here?
I think his name is Mao Zedong.
It's Melvin. I'm not going to give him that kind of recognition. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I should share this testimony.
Okay.
But I'm going to anyway. No, I actually have a couple, but I was in contact with a friend of mine and Tracy's. This is one of those friends on the other side of the country I've never met, but this guy's name, we'll call him Jimmy because that's his name. He's a great guy. He's a, you know, mature man, and he's enthusiastic for the Lord. And we have a conversation from time to time, and we have done for the last few years. But anyway, he was telling me yesterday that he was doing some paving at his place, and for some reason he had... For some reason, he had to go up on the roof of his house. And as it so happens, he fell off backwards and down to the ground, which is where people generally stop when they fall off the roof, and did a whole heap of damage to his shoulder and arm. Now, he did, while his arm didn't work, he did carry on to finish off the paving with one arm and his wife's help. And then when he finished it, and look, I'm sorry to say this, but he said to his wife, I think I'd better go to the hospital. And they did, and they went there, and they x-rayed him, MRI'd him, you know, looked for any internal bleeding. There wasn't any, but the guy doing the imaging, whatever it was, said, oh, you got a growth on your kidney. And they found another one in his neck, like a cyst or something like that. And he just said, oh, well, thanks for that, but you're here to look for internal bleeding. You don't look for that. Anyway, his testimony was this. He said there was no impact whatsoever on his head. It's like he was, you know, his head was cradled when he fell. And these two particular growths that they found, because he went to his doctor as a follow-up thing, and he mentioned these things. His doctor had to find it in the record, but he at his church, he got prayer for that. You know, it was kind of like, well, this incident happened, so God could point out, oh, there's a couple of things that need to be prayed over. So help me, when he went back to get the imaging done on how it was going, they were gone. Jimmy's a good guy. There's a few other stories he was telling me about people he'd been praying for, etc. I'll drop those. But I just want to go to another one, which is a two very good friends of mine in town here. And I'm trying to recall if we prayed for them in here. It would be just on 2 years ago, maybe. They, at the time, were this close to the bank taking their house. Were kind of desperate for prayer, they were desperate about that situation. I've been to their house many, many times. They've been very good friends to me through some of the stuff I've gone through. And, having been to their house and looking at all the stuff that's accumulated over the decades that's at their house, I did not want them to move because I would have had to help them. It was a lot of just stuff. But anyway, long story short, I hope, at the time, the husband of the couple was able to present a letter to the church, not to the church, to the bank. Because he was a tiler, and a contact of his was doing some developing, and he basically gave him a letter saying, look, I'm going to be using him to do some tiling. So the bank could see there was a source of income, and they didn't foreclose on the house, etc. And, struggle on they did. But I was at their place the other day, and he basically announced that he was retiring. Now, he's in his 60s, because he now has a source of income. And look, these people aren't financial whizzes or something like that, but he now has a source of income through something he put a few dollars in, a couple of years back around about that time or a little after, to the point where, he doesn't have to go and do tiling anymore. So anyway, I was saying to this guy, Michael, I was just so pleased to hear it because we prayed for that. That situation 2 years ago. And it's now like being pushed way, 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 way away. Anyway, I'm just saying it as a testimony that that's what happened for them.
Praise God.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And
right on time, God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. All right. Is that everybody? We'll be going to about 12 tonight. That's okay. That's all right. Let me get us going here.
I can't believe what she said. I can't believe what he did. Oh, don't they know it's wrong? Don't they know it's wrong? Yeah. Maybe there's something I missed. How could they treat me like this? It's wearing out my heart. The way they disregard her. This is love. Can live, you forgive them. They don't know what they've been doing. Oh, Father, give me grace to forgive them. Cause I feel like the one losing. Oh, no. Why do we think that hate's gonna change their heart? We're up in arms over war. Don't let us lay weapons on the ground. We build the bridges up, but just never. Let the world hear the sound of something divine. choices are hard when we're battered and scarred, when we've spent our resources, when we've given our all. In Jesus' name, we press on.
Power. Jesus, we need you in this hour, bringing away. Come alive.
we declare the Spirit of the living God is calling out your name. You're coming alive for his kingdom and his faith. The Spirit of the living God is calling out your name. You're coming alive. Oh, you're coming alive. Alive. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing blood? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his grace? This hour, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Oh, are you washed?
Are you washed
in the blood?
In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Oh, are you washed?
Are you washed
in the blood?
In the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you walking daily by the Savior's blood?
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? In the blood, in the soul,
in the
cleansing blood of the Lamb.
Blood of the Lamb.
Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow?
Are you washed
in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed?
Are you washed
in the blood?
In the blood, in the soul, cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood?
promises of Christ, my King. Through eternal ages, let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing.
I'm standing.
Standing.
I'm standing.
Standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior. Standing. Standing. I'm standing on the promises of God.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all and all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe. This gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on the cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. Bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands at victory, since Christ has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. In life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. And no power of hell, no scheme of man, can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I stand. And no power of hell, no scheme of man, can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ
bless the blood. It is my victory. Save your son, Holy One, slain so I can live. See separate us from your love.
born and get glad that you're forgiven today. Sing, worthy is,
worthy is the Lamb.
Beautiful name it is. What
Yeah. him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is he. We sing a new song to him who sits on
the key.
Let your rain fall. Let your rain fall in this desert. For I hear the voice of one crying. I hear the voice. Dreamer dreaming in the dead and dark.
a preacher preaching when the well is dry. To the lost soul reaching for a higher high. From the young man working through his hopes and dreams. To the widow walking through the veil of tears. Every man. Father's daughter, every mother's son. I feel it in my spirit, feel it in my voice. I'm gonna send revival, bring them all back home. Oh, I can hear that thunder in the distance, like a train on the edge of the sun. I can feel the brooding of your spirit.
Raised with victory. seek the tomb where Jesus lay. For he's risen, alleluia. He is not dead anymore. For he's risen.
Well, man, I tell you what, we lost a lot. Amen. Hey, Lana, that was a good group. I enjoyed that. Or Phil, whoever put that.
They're awesome.
Yeah. Is that Mennonites?
No idea.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Okay. Well, I enjoyed it. Sorry we went late, but I wanted to get everybody's in. I got everybody's but Debbie's, and she's already gone anyway, so making different. Praise God. Lord, we just thank you for another awesome night. Thank you for the testimonies, too. Lord, we thank you that George's foot is healed. We believe it. We're standing on it, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for all the rest of the prayers that were answered in the name of Jesus. Bless them, Lord. Bless them with a good night's rest. Those that are fixing to go to bed and those that are not, bless them for the rest of the day. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, all right. Anybody got anything before we